question. The question was asked, why do Chazal tell us that Amen is such an important thing? So we have two concepts when it comes to Kriyat Shema. It says, Kabbalato Machut Shemaim. I accept the yoke of heaven upon me. I say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Accept Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. I just accepted the fact that Hashem is king over the world. However, there's another concept, and that is Amlachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my declaration that Hashem is king. When I stand in public and I make a declaration, Shema Yisrael, I'm making a declaration to everyone. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ideally, when we're in shul, everyone should say Shema out loud together. Because it's a public declaration. It's not only I am accepting, it's also my declaration to the masses. I am declaring Hashem king over everyone. That's the word Shema Yisrael. So we see two types of declarations towards heaven. There's one that I'm declaring, and there's one that's a massive declaration. It's not just me. So when I sit in home and I say, Shakol Nihevi Dvaro, I'm about to drink a cup of water, and I say, Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, that everything is come to be based on your say-so. I made a declaration. But that has a much lesser impact than a scenario where I sit next to Mr. Svensson, and I say, Mr. Svensson, I'm going to make a blessing. Can you answer Amen to my blessing? Well, what happens then is it's not just my declaration towards heaven. It's now become a public declaration. He has changed my blessing from being my individual recognition to our recognition. And that changes everything. It's the difference between my acceptance and my declaration. I am no longer only accepting the idea. I am now making a declaration to him. And his answering of Amen makes it a much more powerful thing. So I believe that when Chazal said that when you make a blessing, you have kavanah for him, and then have kavanah that when he says Amen, he's also representing you. What do you mean? I made the blessing. Why do I have to have kavanah with his Amen?
You're not allowed to say Amen to you.
Right. I can't say Amen. He can say Amen, but I can have intention that his Amen is for me as well. Yes, because the Amen makes it into a I affirm, and his affirmation. His affirmation now changes it from being an individual declaration into a, I've said it to someone, and he affirms it.
You have to affirm to his affirmation?
I don't say Amen to his Amen, but I can have intention that his affirmation, because it changes it from being a declaration, my own personal declaration, to our recognition. I am now like Hamlachat Hashem. It's not just I am a Kabil. It's not only I accept, it's my declaration that Hashem is king over all of us. So this is my interpretation of the concept of Amen, and this is the source for it. And I think this, I hope this is correct. I hope what I say is correct.